Joanne Joseph.
Joanne Joseph on 702.
For the curious.
On 92.7 and 106 FM.
All right, 23 minutes past five on the program. And Times Live article actually brought us the story about a priest who's been saying that several international airports are seeing an unprecedented rise in drug trafficking cases. And those drug trafficking cases have essentially originated at Joburg's OR Tambo International Airport. If that were true, it would certainly be very, very worrying indeed. And the allegation is that nearly 20% of all people arrested at Hong Kong Airport last year and the year before who were carrying drugs or illegal substances of one kind or another had come through OR Tambo International Airport. Let's speak to the gentleman who's actually made these allegations. Father John Wotherspoon joins us on the line now. Father, good evening and thank you very much for your time and afternoon drive. What has made you believe that there has been a significant increase in drug trafficking originating from OR Tambo?
Good afternoon, good evening, Joanne. Thank you for inviting me. Well, it's not just my figures. These are documented cases supported by many organizations, many media reports, and by people in prison overseas, and people who have been in prison overseas have come back with loads of information supporting this claim. It's not just a personal claim from myself.
All right. So give me a sense of this. What are the sort of destinations we're talking about where you and others believe that drugs have been carried to from ORT?
Well, I can speak, first of all, of Hong Kong, where I'm a prison chaplain. I actually speak to the people who have come from Johannesburg Airport and been arrested at Hong Kong Airport. I know of about 20 in the last 2 years. For example, December 6th last year, two passengers from OT Airport were arrested at Hong Kong Airport. Each of them had 12 kilos in their luggage. There was the cabin crew, South African Airlines cabin crew, September last year, two members, one associated with 11 kilos, one with five. Now, these are huge quantities. This is not make-believe. This is real stuff. This is not fake news. These are people in prison. These are real drugs on the ground. And for anybody, for Axel or someone to say, we are doing a good job, there is no problem. Sorry, that's not an answer. Please address the actual cases involved, the documented cases.
So you've interacted with these drug mules personally?
Yes, I see them every month. Sometimes some of them I see every week. As soon as they arrive, I meet them. And these are real people. I met the cabin crew, the lady and the man. I meet them all, and it's part of my job. And that's one reason why I've come. I want to stop seeing South Africans going to prison overseas. And it's not just Hong Kong. Other NGOs and groups and people have said how, for example, in Mauritius, there's 100 men alone, not counting women, who have been arrested there for drug trafficking, and all of them left from Johannesburg Airport. This is not make-believe. This is like climate change. You can't deny it.
So tell me, who do these, particularly those who've gone through the legal systems in these countries and who've been convicted of these crimes, who were they carrying drugs for?
Good question. All of the 20 or so I know in Hong Kong are associated, I'm sorry to say it, with Nigerians in Johannesburg. And by that I mean Biafran Igbo people. And not all Igbo people are bad. Not all Nigerians are bad. There's good ones. I know them in Hong Kong. I've got good friends. But there's a bad element. They are giving their own people, and they're giving Johannesburg Airport, and they're giving Africa a bad name overseas.
Why do you believe these drug traffickers are getting through the system at OR Tambo?
Well, there's only one answer. I'm sorry. There's only one answer. And it was given by a Nigerian drug lord whom I met on my last trip here 3 years ago. He's friends of people in prison in Hong Kong. They introduced me. I had a meal with him, and then he agreed to an interview with Special Assignment in the program called The Last Run, shown 3 years ago. And on that program, he said, first of all, he had been a drug lord but had got out of it, which is not true. But on the program, he openly said, it's on the video there, how at OT Airport they have people, porters, police, security, immigration, customs. They have the whole works lined up so someone with drugs gets a green light. I've heard since I've been here this time how there's a special service for going through a special lane. You don't even have to go through full security. the whole system, there's something, the only word is corrupt or rotten. There's something wrong there. And this is not make-believe, and it's not just my claim. It's from all these documented cases. You can't argue with it. It's like climate change. Something has to be done to address it.
So you're in the country for that purpose. How are you going to go about it?
Well, I've been here for almost a week. I'll be going soon. And my main way of getting something done is through the media. 5 years ago, I went to Tanzania on a similar mission. And as a result of wonderful publicity by the media and the new government who took the issue to heart, security was tightened at Dar es Salaam and Kilimanjaro, the then two international airports. And whereas there'd been 20 or 30 in the year or two before from especially Dar Airport, arrested at Hong Kong Airport, in the following 8 months after the media publicity and the tightening of security by the government, there was only one. So publicity and action by the government, these are the two ways to do something. And I'm hoping that something can be done soon, please, about Oliver Tambo Airport, because it's a disgrace.
Thank you for speaking to us, Father John Wotherspoon.